different print, obviously. And we've got some points, you know, that you've seen in there. We talk about a lot of things. STEM and STEAM, art exhibits, health and wellness, programs, facilities, and then we list a lot of the different types of facilities, if you will. So this is what Mr. Chairman was asking for. So this is a major trend in all sorts of botanical gardens and zoos and parks and so on. And in fact, children's gardens have been mentioned in the planning process for, you know, this facility for a long time because, you know, it ends up being a bit of a natural. But for instance, one place that I worked at is the Indianapolis Zoo and Botanical Gardens. They've kind of pulled them in together, but they created a very, very attractive children's garden to augment their offering and to create a different environment and one that was specifically geared towards children. It's been very successful for them. And again, we see a number of images that display the sorts of activities or spaces that are within children that work with children's gardens. And one of the things that's nice about children's gardens as a concept is that they're kind of proven to work. So you wouldn't be a pioneer with this sort of investment. They've been proven out in many places. There are lots of best practices to look at and so on and so forth.
Where did you
say
the you worked in Indianapolis? What was the site?
The Indianapolis Zoo? Pardon me. Yes, the Indianapolis Zoo. And it was once called the Botanical Garden, but then they kind of amended it more recently to the Indianapolis Zoo, I think. I'm sure.
This is fascinating to see. And building on my earlier comments about using the second gardens or another space in or near this area. And who could we work with to create something like this? This looks phenomenal. Granted, these are photographs. We're not looking at the real deal, but
are real deals.
Yeah. I have two children of different ages, of course. But, boy, having something like this, that's a totally different experience than what we have here right now. Even with all the goodness that is inherent in the domes here, the environments. Who can we work with, who can we talk to, who are their donors and providers of facilities and services? I'm very grateful that we get the tree donations, for example. Our first department needs it, for sure. But I know there's folks out there, I think there are anyhow, that want to see something like this happen and can help make it happen. That's what I'd love to see. That can help us make a tremendous difference here. This is the first slide I've been excited in very subjective ways to see.
So, you know, I would say that a children's garden is, you know, one would say it's a pretty logical part of a plan if there's an investment plan to be put in place. But, you know, time will tell whether this passes the muster through the whole planning process. But one of the strategies that we'd suggest for planning the future of the domes is that there is a plan, a total plan, that includes, you know, elements that are both, you know, sublime and practical, and that warrant an investment. So what's the time period that the domes is currently, you know, operating? Well, what's their time frame? What's a warranted investment if we have, you know, what to do here? And so a master planning process that, and as it's being put forward, it looks at scenarios of investment. What know, what directions are we going to go in? How can we package elements of a master plan together that make sense, that say can be phased in, what's the appropriate, and then having a vision so that there is that vision that the community and the community of funding, if you will buy into the total vision, so that questions like how does in this instance, how does the children's garden fit into the future of the Giants? Why should we put out millions of dollars? This is not a $10,000 or $100,000 or $500,000 project. This is a substantial project. You know, why should we do that? And then when you have that total package, then there's a better opportunity for success.
Or should we go back now and look at the